You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Greetings, one and all, and welcome. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Brand new month getting underway, at least for us today, as June is upon us. That is the start of summer, and it feels like summer in the Scott calendar out there. Got a good show coming up for you today. We'll wrap up the weekend that was in the world of sports. Lots to get to. A lot of very interesting things to get to on the program here today. Thought-provoking. Let's just put it that way. Some thought-provoking subjects to talk about on the program here today. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that's also 319-366-1600. Scott Unash with you. Former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Mark Dukes, across the table. Isaac Elzinga in his chair on the other side of the glass here today. Wearing what soccer kilt do we have on today?
This would be England.
It's England, okay.
Yes. From, I don't know what year this is actually, but it's sometime in the 90s.
Celebrating the English today.
Yeah, I mean, the club soccer season is over with the Champions League happening this Champions League final happening this weekend, so international season starting up soon.
I was going to say, you don't have to wait very long for soccer to start back up again.
Yeah, international play is going to begin here a couple weeks. Some of them start this weekend, I believe.
Oh, there you go. 319-366-1600 on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And again, if you miss any of our local shows, you can go back and listen to our podcasts. They're available at KGYMradio.com as well as Apple or Spotify. And how are you today?
Doing great, Scott. Great weekend. And the longest day started yesterday for some people. But
yes, it did.
At any rate, overall, great weekend. Isaac, good afternoon. I want to see you in Qatar attire because apparently Qatar can buy a soccer team. What's going on with that?
Man, I don't even know.
Who's this 19-year-old phenom?
Do we have a portal in soccer?
Well, it's like the transfer. That's just what they're called for, like, you buy players and stuff like that. The oil money that gets spent in soccer is very interesting. There are some clubs that are very connected to some Saudi regimes. Like, I know Newcastle United in England was bought by the Saudi, whatever, basically the Saudi government. I don't know. It's interesting. Qatar almost bought, I want to say Manchester United when that was up for sale a little while ago. There's some, I have some moral dilemmas as far as some of that stuff goes with sports washing and stuff. I don't love it, but
that's how. It could be true on golf for love.
The same thing with golf. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a very clear response to some of the PR that those governments get, and they then buy these soccer teams or organizations, and they get better images because then they bring all this happiness to fans. Like, oh, look, we brought all these championships to these teams. Don't you love us now? Instead of pay attention to the slave labor or the human rights violations we have going on in our countries.
No kidding.
It's tough justification. I had a big problem with it when the World Cup was held in Qatar not that long ago. That was a big, like, I didn't love that it was there because you see how the stadiums were built. The reports as far as that stadiums were built with people literally dying while they were building the stadiums, just people didn't cover it because they spent so much money progressing that. Anyway, it's a interesting time in soccer and international sports, to say the least, with some of that money that's involved.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600. And we got a lot to get to here today. A lot of a little, as I like to say. And some thought-provoking things, Mark, because we have, it was, it was an interesting weekend. There was a lot of golf, the U.S. Women's Open. We have a new champion, Maya Stark, Swedish golfer, who won up at Erin Hills. Of course, Scottie Scheffler winning at the Memorial. Thought-provoking quips from, in my opinion, still the greatest golfer ever. I know it's up for debate, but I'm a Jack Nicklaus guy. I will always be a Jack Nicklaus guy. We'll talk about that coming up. Baseball had its share of controversies over the weekend. It was a very crazy college regional weekend that continues. The number one and two seeds are completely out of the tournament. That would be Vanderbilt and the Texas Longhorns. Although, as pointed out on the text line by 0560, the Texas women's softball team. I'm sorry, Mark, but it's right here. I had to go with
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
Because more on that coming up. More on that coming up, but we'll get to that news. But controversies. You have coaches flying off the handle in several situations. Everything from times of games to plays, etc., etc. College baseball was a little bit front and center this weekend, and some very interesting stuff coming out of that. But I think the best stat of them all, Mark, we can start with this as we lead into golf talk a little bit. The great stat of maybe the second best stat of the year, because I gave the greatest stat of the year a couple weeks ago of the year so far. This one may be second. The Colorado Rockies and Scottie Scheffler have exactly the same amount of victories since May 1st. Think about that. That would be three.
I believe the Philadelphia Eagles also have the same amount of victories as the Rockies since like Thanksgiving.
Nice. Nice.
I did not see that one. Very good.
Something like that, yeah.
Very good. By the way, if you are attending tonight's Rockies at Miami Marlin game, bully to you, because that's about as bad as the White Sox and the Rockies on the 4th of July weekend. That is only only four short weeks away. If in Denver, if you'd like to make your travel plans right now, a fine city, and I'm sure a great city for the celebration of America's birthday.
Scheffler's on a heater, and the Colorado Rockies are not. I mean, 9-50. I can't imagine playing for that team. Although I watched some of the Colorado and Cubs series, and they played competitive baseball in that, and they played some competitive games. Otherwise, they have so many issues. Scheffler does not right now.
No, he doesn't. He has one
the only issue. He has,
yeah, we'll get to that. We will get to Scottie's issue coming up, but I do. I feel. Listen, I went through this last year with my White Sox, and this is making the White Sox look like they were somewhat of a competent club last year with what Colorado is doing this year. I mean, they are far and they are ahead of the White Sox pace. Can we say ahead of the White Sox pace? I guess you have to.
Yeah.
They have not gotten into double digits in wins yet, and it is June the 2nd. I mean, think about that. We've been playing baseball since the final days of March, and the Colorado Rockies have only 9 wins. 9.
Sorry, amendment. The Eagles actually have more wins.
Since
Thanksgiving,
the more
they have wins. More wins. They have 10 wins since Thanksgiving. So,
Chiefs got to be up there, too.
Probably. They might be on par then because they lost the Super Bowl.
They lost the Super Bowl.
That's 4 wins in the postseason. I don't know. I'd have to look at the Chiefs' schedule.
Okay. That's not good. That is just not good out there. Seek help, says Cyclone Tim, if you're going to the Rockies at Marlins game tonight. Hey, you can go just because it's baseball, right? That would be that'd be the only way I would probably look at it.
Technically, they're two major league teams with some major league players.
Tickets are starting at $6.20. on the outside markets for Colorado at Miami tonight? $6.20.
It'd be a tough night for scalpers, won't it?
If you can get a Rockies Marlin ticket for less price than a popcorn at the movies, think about that.
Well, with about 100 games left in the season, what are you going to set the over and under for Colorado wins?
Ooh.
About 100 games left.
So 9 out of 60.
Will they get to 40?
No.
You don't? No?
No.
31 wins in 101 or 2 games. No?
I'm going to go with the under.
Isaac?
31 is the number you said it at?
I said they will get to 40 wins.
I would go under 40 as well, I think.
What'd the Sox have last year?
I completely blacked that out. I will look that up for you right now. It wasn't pretty, I can tell you that. Let's see. That would be 41 and 121.
Oh.
So it got really ugly. I mean, it was ugly all year, but it got really ugly in August.
So you're saying the White Sox record is not in jeopardy?
I don't think it is. This is the drive for 40 now for the Rockies. The White Sox have the drive for 63, but I don't think they're going to get there. 319-366-1600. Over under for 25 wins for the season since 45-83.
16 more wins in 100 games?
Well, what's their winning percentage right now?
Well, it's under 200.
The Colorado Rocky winning percentage right now is at 153. So, and they've played 59
be 15
games.
More wins. 15 more wins would be 24.
That would give them 33.
No. They're at 9.
Oh, 24 for the season.
15 more wins, yeah.
Okay. And,
if they continue to play.
I'll even give them one more, 16, because there are 102
okay,
games.
Okay, so they're going to win 25, you say?
25 games. Over, under for 25, 45, 83. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take the over on that one.
That's 25 and 137 for the year.
Wow.
Assuming they play all 162. 25 and 137.
Woo. Are you going over or under 25, Isaac?
I guess over. I just feel like no team can be that terrible. It's such a high-variance sport that you can't lose so consistently all the time.
I don't see the Rockies putting together a winning streak.
I don't necessarily see a winning streak, but if you can just get like a one-off every so often in some series, then I think you can get over 25. Again, it's just... Baseball is very high variance. You never know what happens in an individual game.
What if they sweep Miami?
Well, Miami is in last in the National League East. Now, they're a respectable 23-34.
Yeah.
It's respectable.
Yeah.
Well, if you're comparing it to the Rockies.
Well,
and just about
the White Sox look pretty good right now. They have 18. They have doubled the Colorado Rockies. 18-41, winning at a 30% clip. Anything with a 3 in front of this year is much improved from last year.
Do you feel comfortable with 25 or 40 for the bar? Or is it somewhere in between? And who cares?
It's history in a bad way.
True.
And this is a proud franchise. And a franchise that has had success as well, which kind of makes it even... sadder.
Some good teams.
They have a really good stadium, too. When we were out there last year, I loved being around that stadium. It was awesome. You have the mountains in the background. It's a fantastic location.
Yeah.
But not a very good baseball team in there. Just can't get it done. 319-366-1600. Are you going 25 over and under with the Colorado Rockies, or are they going to beat the White Sox record? Or lose, I don't know, beat? You can't surpass 41 wins. Are they going to get to 40 wins? I don't see it. I just don't see it happening.
Who's going to be the Rockies All-Star representative? That's a good question. That's a good question. I'm sure we can find one. Everyone's got one. Is this why the another reason?
No, everyone does not have one.
An All-Star representative?
Yeah.
You have to have
technically,
it.
Yeah.
An All-Star representative.
Not every team has an All-Star.
Well, true, but you have to have an All-Star representative.
Of course.
There's got to be somebody on there that deserves to be in the All-Star game from the Colorado Rockies. 319-366-1600. We have some golf to get to here. Scottie Scheffler winning. Stark winning up at Erin Hills for the U.S. Women's Open. We had, tell you what, the second hottest golfer on the planet right now is on the senior tour, the Champions Tour, and he won again this week. And it's so much fun to watch him when he wins. Miguel Angel Jimenez, because he lights up the cigar, he's drinking wine during the celebration and the ceremony. I mean, this guy, you know, he's just bringing it out there to Des Moines. And the Central Iowans loved it. But he won again this week.
He did. It was he and Angel Cabrera. Cabrera had won a couple in a row. And Jeff Schmid from Brown Deer in Coralville with a terrific tournament for him. A club pro ties for 18th and makes a nice amount of cash and beat Cabrera.
That's right. And
beat a lot of guys that have won tournaments on the regular tour and the senior tour. And he goes out there, finishes tied for 18th, and what a great thing. And he played with Jimenez in the first couple rounds.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
that would be fun just to go play with Miguel, because he is the world's most interesting man at this. Definitely the world's most interesting man in golf and maybe in sports, because his warm up, if you've never seen that, when he gets to the range, that's a hoot and a half.
It's something John Daly does not do.
No, it does. It is not. Although they both have their favorite beverages after the round, before the round.
Before, during, and after.
Maybe during and after. I don't know. Maybe that's my key to success. 319-366-1600. 9267. The White Sox are as good as me in golf. Outstanding. Well, not me. I was the White Sox yesterday. Ask Mark. 45-83. It's not that I don't like the Rockies. I just wanted to see what you guys' opinions were on that. It was a good question, though.
Yeah.
It was a thought-provoking question. So we got a lot to get to yet as far as golf and baseball is concerned. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a moment, including talking about some of what Jack Nicklaus had to say. Very outspoken at his tournament when he was sitting in the booth for CBS in the Super Tower, as Jimmy Nance calls it, over the weekend. So we'll talk about that. Is Scottie Scheffler's world perfect? No. Because if you were watching yesterday, after Scottie won, came over after the traditional handshake with Jack Nicklaus, and Barbara was right there, as this year's honoree for the Memorial Tournament, right next to Jack. Meredith Scheffler, who is Scottie's wife, told Scottie as he was bending over to pick up young Bennett, who's just turned one, and Bennett, well, I believe that was his debut last year, was the Memorial. That according to Amanda Baliones, who was conducting the interview. Anyway, young Bennett, poor kid, had a little accident. And
he made a splash like his
well,
dad did?
Well, I think he wished he made a splash, but it was not a splash. Meredith said, yeah, he had a little bit of an accident with number two. I'm cleaning it up, so to speak, Mark. So he had that on the back of his onesie that he was wearing. And I'm just first thing, here's how 2025 thinks. First thing I'm thinking of is that poor kid now has to live with that meme for the rest of his life. He has no idea where he was or what he was doing, But now that meme is going to be chasing the little guy for his life.
It'll be played on his wedding day.
Yes, it will be. Look, Bennett, you were so happy. Look what happened. So Scottie Scheffler is winning everything. He's on top of the sports world in golf, but he still has our problems when it comes to everyday life. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Yeah, it does in a weird kind of way. We all go number two, right?
Yeah. Except he's a baby.
It was a It was a light moment. A lot of people are having fun with it. But the thing about it is that Scheffler is about as quote-unquote normal as you can get.
Yep.
I mean, he isn't out there, you know, celebrating his victories on a boat in the middle of the ocean. He's not. He's just a regular guy. And that's really refreshing when you see a lot of other things out there in multiple sports that, you know, it's all about me type thing. And I don't think it's all about me for Scheffler at all. And I don't think winning golf tournaments is necessarily the most important thing in his life. The most important thing right now is getting that kid potty trained.
He's still ahead of the curve yet. He's 13 months into it.
Yeah, I don't know what the I'm so far removed from having a one-year-old in the house that I don't know what the bar is. We're talking, what is it, a year and a half,
yeah,
2 years?
About a year and a half. A year and a half.
Look at Isaac. Yeah, I don't know.
Isaac doesn't know.
I have zero idea.
There's no hurry.
No, none at all.
Yes, Cyclone Tim, you are a point on as far as that and the Rockies are concerned. Two questions before we get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update here. Cyclone Tim asking, when does Zach turn 15? We're going to have some information about Zach coming up in a moment. Zach, well, let's just look.
February 24th is his birthday.
Okay.
He's 49 right now.
So next year, I knew he was 49. I just did not know when his birthday was. I anticipate Zach playing a lot of Champions Tour event next year.
I think he will. I don't know. He'll totally remove himself from the PGA Tour. There are some events.
Probably going to do a Stuart Sink thing.
Some very close to his heart, and I think if he gets a sponsor exemption or whatever, of course he's going to be in the Masters for as long as he wants to play. But I agree with you. I think he's, for the most part, going to play Champions Tour golf. Could be wrong. He might, you know, play more like a Stuart Sink. Patrick Harrington's out there a lot. I don't know. But calendar turns, he's going to make he's going to make it a new calendar for his professional career, I think.
I would agree with that. And then 9267 asking, when do we start talking about Scotty in the GOAT conversation? I don't think yet, but he's on a trajectory right now. Now, granted, he's got to do this for 15 more years. Maybe not quite like this, because basically there has only been Jack and Tiger that, and Scotty is playing more than those two did. So, but he joined another elite field yesterday with Tiger, Jack, and Sam Snead, quickest to 16 wins all time on the PGA Tour. You know, right now, and to be honest with you, he probably, and to borrow a Tiger phrase, he probably had his B game this weekend. He did not have his A game this weekend. He had enough to win. And Muirfield Village is a tough enough golf course where the others were also making mistakes. Scotty was hitting it in the fairway and hitting greens and making a lot of pars. And occasionally would put one in on a par five or make a long putt. Got him to 10 under, and he won the tournament. He hasn't played, really, a weekend from Thursday to Sunday where he has had everything on all eight cylinders.
Yeah, I think we tend to get caught up in our recency bias, and it's easy to do. Scheffler is on a heater right now. But remember, only less than 2 months ago, we were talking about, if Rory belongs, having won the career Grand Slam, which only a couple other players have done. We were talking about that less than 2 months ago.
Correct.
And now Scheffler has gotten hot. Who knows? He might win a couple more majors this year. He might win 3 or 4 or 5 more tournaments. But right now, he's in his 20s. You're right. He's going to play 15 more years at least on the tour. And what he accumulates, whether it's going to approach Woods, Nicholas, even Sam Snead, among the others. Right now, he's closer to Zach Johnson's win total than he is those two.
Correct.
By far. But there's a whole lot of upside there.
As Gene says, he says, well, I think put the brakes on it. He's won 3 majors. Very true. There's a long way to go. GOAT conversation yet? No. But if he keeps this trajectory, probably in 2035 to 2040. It won't be us talking about it. Isaac will be talking about it.
What if he were to win a Grand Slam within a year? I know, a hypothetical, but like say next year he wins the Grand Slam, sweeps all the majors, and then just retires.
He'll pull Bobby Jones?
Like, what if he did that? How would you kind of have to rate him then? Again, this is all just ridiculous hypotheticals, but that's half of GOAT conversations anyway.
That's really interesting. You mentioned Hogan. I think in football terms, Barry Sanders.
Correct.
What he would have done, you know, he played longer in his NFL career, but I know it's hypothetical, Isaac, but it's kind of interesting. And maybe not next year, but 5 years?
Yeah,
who
just
knows?
At some point, if he sweeps, he wins a Grand Slam within a full calendar year.
Or at least
cuts his career a little bit short.
A Tiger Slam.
Or something, yeah, something along those lines. Like, in a short amount of time, wins a Grand Slam. How do you kind of rate him there? Does that give him a major boost? Or, I don't know, does that change your mind about the longevity he maybe needs?
Good question. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that. Who thought waking up today we'd have a golf GOAT conversation? We got golf news, more golf news to talk about with Mark with an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emels on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Be a nice night to be out on the patio tonight. Check them out online at emelshideaway.com.
It is known as the longest day in golf. U.S. Open qualifying final qualifiers at 10 sites around the country today. At each, they are playing 36 holes for about a handful of spots, anywhere from 2 to 8, 7 or 8 qualifiers out of each section. Right now, a half a dozen Iowans are trying to compete. Carson Shockey, former University of Iowa golfer, shot 69 in his first round at Springfield, Ohio. He's on the course right now for his second 18 holes in contention. Zach Johnson, two-time major winner we just mentioned. He is in Atlanta trying to qualify. He shot 69 in his first round. He's on the course for the second round and needs some work to do at last check. In the NCAA baseball tournament, you mentioned, Scott, the top two national seeds were ousted yesterday. Vanderbilt and Texas were eliminated, as was Big Ten champion Oregon. UCLA from the Big Ten has advanced. Iowa women's basketball filled a coaching vacancy today with the hiring of assistant Jasmine Walker. She has been an assistant with 5 other college programs. Finally, there will be a couple Iowa angles in the NCAA softball championship game. Texas topped Tennessee 2-0 earlier today to advance to the final. The winning pitcher for the Longhorns was Tegan Cavan, who attended West Des Moines Dowling but didn't play high school softball there. Texas is coached by Michael White, one of the top fast pitch softball pitchers in Cedar Rapids history.
Yeah, congratulations. See, I didn't give it away. But great to have them back in and doing well, doing obviously well, very, very well. You mentioned Zach. The thing that makes today so interesting is the fact that this is the only, if you have another one, I'd love to hear it, but if there is another sporting event out there that pits 14-year-olds versus, in Padraig Harrington's case, a 53-year-old major champion playing together. I don't know, a 14-year-old and a 53-year-old are playing in the same group, but in the same tournament. They are playing, vying for six spots. If there is any other sport that offers that on this particular day, let me know what it is.
Not only that, you've got amateurs against touring pros, major champions, club pros, all coming together to try to get into the U.S. Open. It's the toughest thing to do unless you're automatically qualified. I mean, even today, pictures of Max Homa carrying his own bag in the qualifier. He might have got a caddy for the second round, but first round today, a guy who's established on the PGA Tour carrying his own bag.
Getting the flag out.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And there are some situations on the golf's longest day where a touring pro, if they do not shoot well in the first round, usually say that's all she wrote. And there are several of those out there. Interesting, at the Atlanta qualifier that you mentioned where Zach is at, they are playing for five spots right now. Zach is currently tied for 11th, and he is at the moment two shots out of a potential big logjam tie. Here's what's fun as well. When you get they've had these 12-person playoffs for one spot before, or two spots. That's when it gets fun. And they play to dark. They've had to come back the next morning at times to try to, figure this thing out. Mason Howell, youngster from Florida. You remember that name, Mark? His dad?
The former Chuck Howell?
Chuck Howell III, son. Mason Howell right now has a five-shot lead. He is an amateur, shot a 63 this morning, and he's 7-under this afternoon. So unless he gives up eight shots in eight holes, Mason Howell is going to be in the U.S. Open. That's all you need to know about golf's longest day.
Yeah,
that's what makes it cool.
You got to bring it in one day.
That's what makes it cool. And the next day you can shoot 94. Max Homa was carrying his own bag. Yeah, he was. And he was tending the flag for others. And that's what makes the longest day really, really cool. Alex says, what if Scheffler somehow sweeps the majors 2 years in a row and retires? Would that push him to GOAT? That would give him 11 majors and all in a row like that.
Something nobody's ever
done. Look what you've done, Isaac.
Maybe it's just because I've grown up around the Jordan-LeBron debate so much, I understand how some of the GOAT debate stuff works.
There are rules to this, right?
There are rules, and all of it is all hypotheticals. I don't know. It's just interesting. Like, how much weight do you put into something that's never been done as opposed to longevity of a career, 15 years, total win, stuff like that? I don't know. It's an interesting sort of what do you value more?
Yeah, and I know we need to get to a break here, but you think about Tiger Woods. He was on the precipice of tying or surpassing Jack Nicklaus. Nobody could have predicted the number of surgeries he had to have, the number of personal issues he had. I'm not suggesting or wanting that for Scheffler at all. There's things we just can't predict.
Although some were brought on by himself.
In my opinion, it's kind of interesting to how much do you value all-time peak of your performance compared to length of career as far as stretched out success of your... It's an interesting debate every time it comes up, I think.
Very much so. All right, let's get to a break. 3:39, back with more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN. I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be plenty of sunshine through the day. It'll be coming in through a hazy filter due to wildfire smoke in overhead. That could lead to some reduced air quality at times this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be breezy and warm with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. We'll have temperatures dropping just into the 60s overnight with clouds building in and rain arriving by tomorrow morning. We'll have showers on and off to start with a few thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
We've said it for years. We're going to give you our best price or most competitive price up front, and now Ford's brought that to the table.
Just makes you feel good.
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams with Deary Ford.
It's a true Ford employee pricing plan.
As if you work for Ford or you're a retiree from Ford.
You could walk in and buy a new Ford for less money than I could purchase one for.
I have never seen Ford do a sale like this.
The From America for America event through June 2nd.
Shop Deary Ford, Iowa City.
When we say here for you, we mean it.
It's a great deal.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. Still time to stop by and check out their chicken. It is no ordinary chicken. Whether you go with the chicken tenders, the boneless wings, the crispy chicken sandwich, the 8-piece fried chicken meal, stop on by and sample and take home some of that chicken. Again, it's no ordinary chicken at your neighborhood Quick Star. And right now, stop on by for Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin beefsteaks, 2 for $4, limit 6. Nature's Touch American Cheese Singles, 12-ounce packages, $1.99, limit 4. And Nature's Touch Milk, skim 1%, 2%, or whole. Gallons are $1.99 and a 3-gallon limit. And always use your Quick Rewards app. You can order and take care of payment ahead of time, and orders can be picked up in-store or brought to your car curbside when you stop in at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Tired of waiting only to get the wrong parts online? At Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run parts store, we keep it gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty, and actual humans to help. Way gooder than a website. Stop in or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts, gooder than good, the goodest.
Is this heaven? No, it's Orchestra Iowa at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the Iowa debut of Field of Dreams in concert. Bring your family and friends to the ballpark Saturday to watch Field of Dreams on the Jumbotron while the symphony performs the score live from the outfield. Grab a hot dog, beer, and take in the nostalgic ambiance of an evening at the ballpark while you enjoy this cherished film with live music. Get your tickets now for Field of Dreams in concert at OrchestraIowa.com.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMRadio.com for scheduled games.
3:43 back with you, Gym Class, a thought-provoking Gym Class here on a Monday edition here on 1600 ESPN. 5037 says time spent in the slammer has changed, Scotty. Yeah, we can all laugh about it now. We can all laugh about it. Some great names that are trying to get in. Here's what's great about this part 100. Former U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson is trying to qualify down at the Duke University Golf Club in Durham. Right now, he's one shot out, but he's got 8 holes to play. Shot 72 in the morning, but he's 3 under in the afternoon. So even though you are a former champion, Mark, golf does not care. It is the most democratic tournament in the world, is the U.S. Open. And he's trying to get in again.
Therefore, very satisfying if you do.
Very satisfying. And on one single day, Trace Crow can be better than Dean Burmester and other touring pros out there. That's what makes it fun. 319-366-1600. Before we leave the world of golf, interesting and thought-provoking things said this weekend on CBS by Jack Nicklaus, Mark, as far as how sports are covered now. And, of course, much differently in 2025 than it was in 1975 when Jack was winning the Masters and winning major events. Jack did not hold back. And why would Jack hold back at age 85 now? He was letting everybody know how he felt, and it was kind of refreshing this weekend.
I thought it was, and I think what Jack said at 85, he would have said at 55. He's that kind of guy, but a couple things stood out to me and you. One of them was, I think it was Saturday, he was in the booth, and they were doing a walking interview with someone where CBS reporter or Golf Channel reporter was interviewing one of the players, and they cut back to the booth, and Jack said in no uncertain terms, he hated it. Hogan would have hated it. I mean, Nicklaus isn't an employee of Golf Channel or CBS, but imagine what the the executives were thinking of that. Jack, come on, tone it down. And then yesterday after Scheffler won, he was asked a question, and he said, you know, Ben Griffin's a nice player. Sepp Straka's a nice player, but they're not in Scotty Scheffler's league. I mean,
that's a Johnny Millerism right there.
It's true, I think.
I think it is. Although I think Straka is a little bit closer. We'll see if Ben Griffin will continue on this path. But to say that, and like I said, Jack doesn't care. I mean, he's going to say what he's going to say. This is his tournament, and if he's got an opinion, he's going to air his opinion. He has a news conference on Tuesdays, much like Fred Ridley does before the Masters as the chairman of the Augusta National Committee. And Jack he's the memorial. That's what it is. This is his tournament. He was asked, did Rory get a hold of you? And he was very candid. No, Rory did not get a hold of me. And you could tell just how Jack's facial expression was. Jack was not happy that Rory did not show up at the tournament this year. And he didn't hold back on anything.
And he hasn't really. And the thing about his comment about the walking interviews, it got me to thinking about the other sports and all the, you know, the baseball all-star game where they mic up the center fielder or the outfielder of some kind and talk about what's going on in the game or this, that, and the other thing. And every single basketball game, they got to have an interview during the timeout. And they're doing it in the college softball World Series, I see.
Yes, they are.
And very rarely does it add any great measure of wisdom to what you're seeing. A lot of it's just chit-chat. Some of it is maybe a little interesting, but, you know, the stuff during the baseball All-Star game, you don't need that. Maybe people like it. If you like it, let us know. But the walking interviews and golf, I think it's a little bit over the top. I don't know if every player likes it.
They have to clear it prior.
Some embrace it. Some are better at it than others. Some are just, I think, maybe a little put off, but it's basically, you know, how you hitting the ball today.
Take us through this. Us through this shot coming up.
Jack's quite right, and he wouldn't have liked it when he was playing, and Ben Hogan wouldn't have liked it. But it's 2025, Jack, too. You know.
Does it? Okay, Isaac. This is directed toward you. Everything they're doing is directed toward your age group. So does this make you want to watch the All-Star game more, NBA basketball, college basketball more? What does it, or you were shaking your head no over there.
Yeah, I think for regular season games for basketball, I hate it. I think it never provides any, it doesn't provide any good insight to the game. It seems like the players don't really like it. It seems like the coaches don't really like it. I always think of Greg Popovich. He would get those interviews all the time. He hated it.
He hated it every single time.
And he was like, I hate that I do these stupid interviews with you. Give one-word answers and move on. I don't think it provides a whole lot of entertainment. All-Star games, I can kind of see, because that's about promoting the players a little bit. Look at their sort of personality. Let that shine. But during regular season contests, I don't think the players ever really or coaches provide outstanding insight into how the game's going.
Well, you're an MMA guy. What if, you know, a reporter hopped in the octagon?
That would be crazy.
Halfway through a match. First of all, I don't think you could air a lot of them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, like, I do, in MMA, I think they do some interesting stuff where you can listen to the corners for those minute breaks in between rounds. And that actually does provide some insight because then you can listen to the coaches, see what they're telling their athletes, like, hey, you need to work on this, or you need to push this more, this is open, stuff like that. I find that far more interesting. Just like, I like the, in the NBA, I do like the inside the huddle segments or whatever, where you can listen to what the coach is telling the players, drawing up a play or saying, hey, we're doing this really well. I think that provides far more insight than a reporter talking to them on the sideline saying, hey, what do you need to improve on in the second half? And it's just like, well, we missed a lot of open shots.
I look back at the NCAA wrestling tournament, Isaac, and Quinn, whatever his name is, sticking a microphone in Tom Brands' face, and Tom didn't want to talk at that point, clearly. But other guys like Kale Sanderson and John Smith or whoever it may be, a little more, I mean, I don't think Brands is comfortable in that moment, and I think that's true of a lot of other athletes.
I think it works for some specific athletes. I think that's fair, and some specific coaches. It does feel like sometimes they're just checking a box saying we have to do it for every single athlete. I think if they were to pick their spots with specific athletes or coaches, it would flow a lot better rather than push it every single game, because some people are just better at it than others.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the post-round interviews that are done in golf. After you're done, sign your scorecard, whatever you got for the rest of the day, whether it's go practice, go out in the range, putting, what have you. I think those are fine. It's kind of a mixed bag on the text line here at 319-366-1600. 1900 saying, I am a Jack fan, but I thought Jack showed his age this weekend. Sounded like a bitter old man because Rory wasn't there. I didn't think it was a positive for Jack. Sure, that's I can see that. I can also see Jack's 85. Jack don't care anymore. Jack's saying what Jack's going to say. Ken says, Joey Votto was the only in-game interview I found interesting.
That is true.
Cyclone Tim says, I love Jack, but I think the interviews are a good thing for viewers now. I'm between shots, sure, I get it. I understand. I'm not a, you got to have the right ball player during the All-Star game to make it interesting. The coaches' interviews during the NCAA tournaments and whatever they want to are just ridiculous. It's a canned, generic question, and it's a canned, generic, I need to get to the huddle answer.
Here's what we have to look forward to. The North Carolina-Clemson game. And somebody sticks a mic in Bill Belichick's face after the first quarter and returning from the break. How's that going
to
go?
Go talk to my girlfriend.
Again, I think if they were to, instead of just marking a box saying we have to do this interview, if they just picked the right people, I think it would be far more successful and far more embraced. It's just sometimes it feels like they're just doing it for the sake of doing
it. And some people are better at asking questions.
Certainly. And I don't necessarily blame the reporters all the time. A lot of those questions are made by the TV people.
Correct.
Those reporters. And I do think some of the reporters get frustrated by the questions they have to ask because the TV forces them.
What's your message at halftime, coach? Well, none of your business.
I'm not going to tell you. I can't wait for the first time Bill Belichick says, on to Wake Forest. All right, quick break. Come back. We'll wrap things up here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
You only have 4 months until Windows 10 support ends. We can help. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. Our special Windows 11 evaluation means we'll come to your business, check every computer, and let you know which ones can handle this crucial software upgrade and which ones need to be replaced. With prices and supply chains in continual flux, you'll want to get your company's plan in place ASAP. Go to ncsei.com and click on Windows 11 evaluation to get started.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
3:55 back with you, Monday edition of the Gym Class, followed by Spencer on Sports from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Hello, Spencer.
Hi, how's it going?
Your Brewers are hot.
They are. All Brewers today, 4 to 6.
No, 2 hours of Milwaukee Brewer talk.
There's only one big thing today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Three big things has become one big thing. No.
And it's the Brewers.
Exactly. Yeah, big show ahead. First time doing a Monday show in like 2 weeks, so I don't know what I'm doing here. I got Monday MVP. Choosing who had the best weekend coming up after 4:30. We'll talk a little baseball and a whole lot more from 4 to 6.
So. Good. We'll look forward to that. And the question of the hour was over-under Colorado Rockies. Well, first it started at 25.
It started at 40 and then it went to 25.
Well, true. 40 yeah. And then it went down to 25 wins.
They're on pace for like 21, I thought I saw this
it's
morning
in
at
the
SportsCenter. Oh, boy.
They're not getting to 40.
No, they won't. No.
So the White Sox are safe.
The White Sox are yes. 1 year history, 1 year wonders. Yes, that's yeah. Good for you. Bully for you, Scott.
yay. By the way, you can get in to see the Marlin Rocky game tonight for $6.20.
Oof. I think I'd save my $6.20.
$6.
No offense to Marlins and Rockies.
And 20 cents.
Cost you more for a beer.
Probably.
It would. A lot double for a beer than it would to get into the ballpark. All right. Spencer's coming up next for you. We've got Cal Eldred coming up tomorrow. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk a little bit about some of the controversies over the weekend coming up tomorrow. Didn't quite get to them today. Because we had so much talk about Rockies over and under and Scotty Scheffler on if he is going to be the GOAT of all time if he wins 8 majors in a row. Thank you for that. Appreciate that, Isaac. All right. We'll do her again tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. 1600 ESPN. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right after the top of the hour.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no